بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد. My respected and honorable friends, let us correct our intention. We're sitting here solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to learn in order to attain the reward of performing 1,000 rakats of nafal salah, which has been mentioned in the hadith of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To get this magnitude of reward, let each one of us intend with sincerity. My dear respected friends, all of us are dependent. It is only Allah that is independent. Allah needs nobody. Mankind needs everybody. Those that think they are independent, they don't need help from anybody, are later in life afflicted with so much of difficulty and hardship that they have to go to somebody for help. So don't act yourself independent. Please, only Allah is independent. You need help, ask for help. You need favors, ask for favors. Don't be shy to do so. My respected friends, Allah Ta'ala's most beloved creation is Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself says that if it was not for me, Allah should not have created the heavens and the earth. So in short, you and I are here because of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the favors that Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown us, we can never ever repay Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If it was not for Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, possibly we should have been a John and a Paul, destined for Jahannam. But it is Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's great favor that he has brought this deen to us and gave us the advice what we should do and what we should not do. And those advices, if we diligently, punctually practice on, inshallah, it is hope that we will be successful in this world, in the grave, and in the after. Now, the love that Allah has for Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no human mankind can comprehend that love. Yes, we can understand so much that Allah loves Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much that if you read Quran, you read Salah, you fast, Saum, you go for Hajj, you make Zikr, any devotion you do, that depends on acceptance by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And acceptance is according to the intention that you make. That is how it will be accepted by Allah. So my dear respected friends, every devotion needs acceptance by Allah. Accepting salawat durur on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is assuredly accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter how unmindfully its reciter recites it. So even if your mind is with your wives, but on the other hand you're reading durood, it's still going to be accepted. So my dear respected friends, we read a story last week about a very poor person whose wife gave birth, and then she asked for some honey and milk. He had no money. He went to the sheikh of the town, and the sheikh of the town, Mujahid rahmatullah alayhi, took him to the wazir. And the wazir gave a lot of money, but they only accepted the amount that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, because the wazir used to read every single day 1,000 durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 1,000 salawat on Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Are we reading 1,000 every day? See what a benefit that the wazir had attained by every single day reading. And even from that kitab reading, we had heard that the wazir never used to miss. But one day, because he was called up by the king, he delayed by reading 300. He read 700 and he had to rush off. So 300 he read afterwards. That also reached Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all our durood, that is a faith that it reaches Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now we are going to read from the Fazail, Virtues of Salat al-Nabi. And let us make intention, each one of us, that the fairs barakat of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi coming from this kitab onto our hearts, and from our hearts it is spreading throughout our bodies. Then inshallah we will get the benefits of this kitab reading with the fairs and barakat. In a hadith of Tirmizi, Hazrat Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Verily the nearest of people to me on the day of Qiyamah will be those who recite most salat on me." Open clear this hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If this man reads 1 million, that one is 2, that one is 3, that one is 4 million in his lifetime. So who of the 4 are going to be nearest to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We learn from this hadith, the one with 4 million. From the day of Qiyamah and in Jannah, who wants to be nearest to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you got a remedy and a recipe. So according to this, my dear respected friends, I think 1,000 a day is too little. In our spiritual mentor, Hazrat Shaykh Maulana Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali's family, they used to read 120,000 durood every single day. 120,000 salawat every single day. That is now a lot of salawat. So come, let us increase to as much as we possibly can. And this is one devotion that is never ever rejected by Allah. And it has a lots of benefits. Now what benefits? Let's read a few which we read last week a few. This week we read another few. Allama Sakhawi Rahmatullah Alayhi also mentions a hadith in Qawlul Badi that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Those of you who recite most salat shall on the day of Qiyamah be nearest to me." Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala reports thus, "On the day of Qiyamah, the one from amongst you who shall at all times be nearest to me shall be he who reads much salat on me." It is also related from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, "Recite salat on me much, for in the grave you shall initially be asked about me." Another hadith says, "Recite salat on me plentifully, for verily it shall be a light in the darkness on the sirat. And whoever desires that his deed should weigh heavily on the scales, let him recite much salawat." This hadith in itself, my dear respected friends, should encourage us to read much durood on salawat on Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For remember that the pul sirat is a bridge that goes over Jahannam. And the hadith mentions that he's thinner than a strand of hair and sharper than a razor. Now we think in our mind that the pul sirat will be a bridge like the bridges we get in this country or in other countries of the world. My dear respected friends, if it is a bridge that is going over Jahannam, and we know that there are trillions and trillions of people that have come into this world, and amongst those trillions and trillions of those people, there are billions and billions that don't believe in Allah, who are destined for Jahannam. Now can you imagine what the size of that Jahannam will be? And in the 26th Supara, in Surah Qaf, Ayat Allah has mentioned that Allah will ask Jahannam, "Are you full?" Jahannam will reply to Allah, "Hal min mazid?" Is there more? Trying to show us, my dear respected friends, how huge that Jahannam is going to be. Now, can you imagine how huge that bridge is going to be? Now, my dear respected friends, in and around that bridge of Pul Sirat is total darkness. Imagine you driving over a bridge in this world in the darkest of night with your car without your headlamps on. I don't know if you can cross it, though that bridge being so big. No light, total darkness. How do you cross that bridge with a car? Even if you commonly fond and know that road well, there's still a chance that you are going to crash, make an accident, go down the bridge into the river or whatever is down. Now you need light to cross. And here this hadith shows us that this is how you accumulate the light in this world. By reading salawat on Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are collecting the nur more and more and more and more. So when the time comes for you to cross that Pul Sirat, you got plenty of light to collect, to cross it. Come, my dear respected friends, read much so it will help you. A second thing that the hadith here did show us and teaches us, that when we go into the grave, you will be asked three questions. Amongst these three questions, you are going to be asked regarding Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The more durood and salawat that you read on Nabi Akrim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the easier those questions will become. Because if you are fond of repeating something all the time, the minute you see the thing, exactly, you will repeat it. Likewise, if we continuously repeat the salawat and durood on Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the grave when we are shown Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his form, and the angel Munkir Nakir will ask us, "Who's this?" Immediately you will say, "This is Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." That is because you read much salawat in the world. Then further the hadith says, my dear respected friends, also reported by Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala, who says, the person who shall be best protected and saved from the consternation of the day of Qiyamah shall be the one who reads Salat on me. Now, many ahadith explains the consternation of the day of Qiyamah, which is a very, very frightful state. We can understand it in this way better, my dear respected friends. That one speaking about Qiyamah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, that on the day of Qiyamah, everybody will be raised naked in their birthday suit. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that will one another not look at it, one another's private parts? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that the consternation and the fright and the fear of this day will be such that nobody will even have that sense in his mind to look at the next person. Look, leave aside his private parts. Each one will be running away from another. Now you can get saved from this consternation. And how do you get saved? Like this hadith tells us, read much salawat on Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You'll be saved. So in other words, when you will get up from your grave, you'll get up dressed. You'll have clothes. Whereas the others will get up in their birthday suits. So come. You do something, you get something. You do nothing, you get nothing. So my dear respected friends, let us make intention that inshallah we will never ever sleep any night if we did not read 1,000 and more salawat on Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So on, all of us going to do it inshallah, every single day, not only in Ramadan, out of Ramadan. And the beauty part of it is, my dear respected friends, what Allah wants you to do in abundance, Allah takes all restrictions away. Salawat you can do, read standing, sitting, lying on your couches, in a masjid, in your homes, in your businesses. You can do it walking, riding in your car, with wuzu, without wuzu. Though doing it with wuzu is more significant and more beneficial. So my dear respected friends, in any position you can read it. Why? Because Allah wants you to read it in abundance. Read it at all free moments that you have, and you'll be amazed that by the evening, how much salawat you have recited. Then in Zadu Sa'id, another hadith of Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those who recite salat on me plentifully in number shall be in the shade of the throne on the day of Qiyamah. Come, who doesn't want shade on that day when the sun will be so near, when it will be so hot that the people will sweat and drown in their own perspiration? To save yourself, you'll want shade. And on that day, which better shade is it than the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Everybody will want to look for that shade. So by reading my salawat on Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah, you will get shade. Not a benefit for us. Allama Sakhawi rahmatullahi alayhi quotes this hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of Qiyamah, when there shall be no shade save the shade of the throne of Allah, three people shall be in the shade of Allah's throne. Firstly, he who repelled the misfortune of the afflicted ones. So those that got any difficulty, hardships, if we help them and remove the afflictions for them, inshallah, as the promise of this hadith, will get shade under the throne. Number two, secondly, he who revives my sunnah. So whatever sunnah of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is dead, people don't want to practice or are not practicing on it, revive it, you'll also get shade under the throne. And thirdly, he who recites much salat on me. So let's read much salat on Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to get that great, great benefit. Allama Sakhawi rahmatullah alayhi also reports a hadith wherein Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, adorn your gatherings with the recitation of much salat, because on the day of Qiyamah it shall be a light for you. From Quwwatul Qulub, he quotes that much, as used in these ahadith, means to recite it at least 300 times. Maulana Gangawi rahmatullah alayhi also instructed his followers to recite Salat al-Nabi 300 times. Therefore, much is 300 and over, and if we do read over 1,000, inshallah, we will reach that figure to be close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. Now we go to the story section. Abdul Rahim bin Abdul Rahman rahmatullah alayhi says, once my arm was injured because of a fall in the bathroom, and it was badly swollen. That night, the pain caused me great discomfort. At last, my eyes closed, and I slumbered into a sleep. In a vision, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all I could say was, Ya Rasulullah. He answered, the numerous recitation of salawat by you have worried me. When I awoke, I found that the pain had subsided completely and the swelling had disappeared. So sometime in the future also our salawat reciting is going to benefit us somewhere along the line, like the story shows. So let us read much salawat on Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allama Sakhawi rahmatullah alayhi says, a very reliable student from amongst the students of Sheikh Raslan rahmatullah alayhi told me, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi once appeared in a dream to him, and the famous kitab of Imam Sakhawi rahmatullah alayhi, Qawlul Badi, Fi Salat ala al-Habib al-Shafi, was presented to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This book deals with all aspects of Salat ala al-Nabi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted it. Much more happened in this dream. And the Imam rahmatullah alayhi says, it pleased me very much, and I therefore hope that Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will accept it, and that in both worlds I shall be greatly rewarded. Now I urge you all to continue reciting Salat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the most beautiful manner, and continue to recite much Salawat in all sincerity. For indeed your Salat reaches Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his holy grave, and your name is mentioned in the presence. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa atba'ihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira. Kathiran kullama dhakara al-zakirun wa kullama ghafala an zikri al-ghafilun. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khayril khalki kullihimi. My dear respected friends, when the sun says today is Friday, till the sun sets tomorrow, the 24 hours is Friday. A lot of our pious elders had reserved this day of Friday special for only reading Salawat on Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They used to do the other wazifas too, the other practices too, but a lot of Salawat. My respected friends, when the Taraweeh begins and the Taraweeh finishes off, just the sittings in between and the delay that the imams, by changing the mics, some of them are drinking water. Do you know you can read 200 salawat on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam just in that time? Try tonight and see. I tried it last week. I read over 200. Whenever we are sitting, got nothing to do, like in the majlis that you are in now, not only today but every day, or any majlis you are, keep your tongue wet, keep it moving. Read durood on Nabi Akrim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, read salawat on Nabi Akrim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It will total up. And on this day of Friday, my dear respected friends, there are three special salawat durood to recite. The first one is on the eve of Friday, which is today after Maghrib, till before the Isha Azan goes, or till before the Isha time comes in. I can't say before the Isha Azan goes, before the Isha time comes in, because our salah is a bit later than the other masjid. So from the time you break your fast, allow 1 hour 20 minutes, and within that 1 hour 20 minutes, read 100 salawat on Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, any salawat you want. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever reads 100 salawat on me on the day of Friday, on the eve of Friday, that is between Maghrib and Isha, Allah will fulfill 100 of his needs, 70 in this world and 30 in the year after. So you want your needs to be fulfilled? Here's an ideal remedy shown to us. Then there is a salawat known as Alpha Alpha. Anyone that reads it 1,000 times, inshallah, will not leave this world till he sees his abode in Jannah. When he dreams about him being in Jannah and all the beautiful gardens and the damsels and whatever there is, then he knows now is my time to leave the world. So he can ask people for forgiveness, those that he has hurt people's feelings, whatever he's owing people, he can round up his affairs. That is the barakat of reading this every single Friday. You can read it in one sitting, in 10 sittings, 20 sittings. But complete it from the time of this Maghrib, this evening, till tomorrow Maghrib time. 1,000 Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi alfa alfa marra. You don't know it well, ask the personnel. It is printed on the cards. Cards are available for you to see it. And tomorrow after Asr, and every Friday after Asr, in Ramadan, out of Ramadan, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu relays that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever on the day of Friday, before getting up from the place where he had performed his Asr Salah, before speaking to anybody, recites 80 times, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad Nabi Lumi wa ala Ali wa sallim taslima, Allah will forgive 80 years of his sins. And Allah will give him the reward of worshipping Allah for 80 years. That is not your whole life you read, you're going to get 80 years. Every Friday you get 80 years. So my dear respected friends, from next year, no more etikaf. Please don't come sit for etikaf, because we're not going to look for Laylatul Qadr anymore. We just did our Friday duruds after Asr. Sharp, we got our Laylatul Qadr sawab. How's that? So come, my dear respected friends. Like was mentioned last week and will be mentioned tomorrow, that somebody saw a dream, and in the dream they asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the surface of the earth, who do you like the best? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replied, I was spiritual mentor, Hazrat Shaykh Mawlana Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi, and asked him, why do you love him so much? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replied, for 40 years, not one single Friday did he miss reading this 80 duruds after Asr. Come, we can also become in the good books of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam if we try. May Allah Ta'ala accept from all of us. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.